from KQED.
Scientists refer to it as COXI, but most in California call it valley fever. It's a fungal respiratory infection that is a constant health threat in vast stretches of the San Joaquin Valley. While numbers are still being tallied, it looks like 2016 was a bad year for COXI, with thousands of new infections recorded in Kern County alone. KQED's health editor Carrie Feibel spoke with a reporter working in the heart of the epidemic, Harold Pierce of the Bakersfield Californian.
Valley fever is a pretty insidious disease out here in the southwestern United States, and what it does is it's a fungus that grows in the soil, and when it's agitated, when it's kicked up by the wind or construction or agriculture, fungal spores can get into the air, and if they're breathed in, they can lodge into your lungs. And for most people, you're pretty much okay. You develop an immunity to the disease, and you're fine. But for a lot of other people, you generally get night sweats, chills, dizziness. Folks who have it have described it to me as having one of the worst headaches you'd ever had in your life. It's extreme fatigue. And this generally puts people down for about 6 months.
Is the state and all the counties in the state, is everyone together and keeping track of this disease?
You know, I think there's some real problems with the way the disease is tracked statewide and even on a federal level. What we found in our reporting is that this CDC, which is, you know, the nation's lead agency tasked with protecting the public from serious diseases, doesn't know the full extent of valley fever outbreak until months after it actually occurs. And that's a really big problem because early detection is so key in valley fever. The extent of this disease is really, really dangerous. I mean, the longer you let valley fever go undetected, the longer you go without getting a proper diagnosis, the greater chances is that they're going to see complications with your health. We're working with a gentleman right now. His name's Juan Solis, and he got valley fever in 2008, I believe. He was misdiagnosed for months and months and months. And then by the time they finally diagnosed him with valley fever, it had complicated and gotten to the point where it developed into COXI meningitis.
What you've been reporting on is a big problem. I mean, you described 150,000 people across the Southwest being infected, and yet it's sort of considered a neglected disease. I mean, why hasn't there been more funding to study valley fever or interest in even finding treatments?
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. There's a huge lack of federal attention to valley fever. Congressman McCarthy, a GOP leader, he has secured about $5 million for research for fluconazole, which is a drug that's been used off-label for many years, but it's never been it's never gone through a clinical trial to be used for valley fever. But it's been ignored for a long time. And when we saw West Nile virus, I think in 2007, four people died of that in California, and Schwarzenegger, who was governor at the time, declared a state of emergency, and he committed $15 million toward battling the disease. At the same year, though, 12 people in Kern County died of valley fever, and there was no emergency funding whatsoever.
And there's really no cure. There's antifungal treatment, but there's no cure. There's not even a vaccine?
There's absolutely no vaccine, and a vaccine is a very, very far ways off. The treatments that they have right now have not been developed for valley fever. They're just general antifungal medications that have been used for years off-label for valley fever.
Thank you so much for joining us, Harold.
Thank you for having me.
That's KQED's health editor, Carrie Feibel. She spoke with Harold Pierce. He's part of the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism Collaborative, a consortium of news outlets working together to bring attention to valley fever.